Felix stared at her a moment, then resumed trotting without a sound. They were almost to the top of the ridge before she spoke again. Her voice was plaintive, defensive.
"Felix, you just don't understand how tough it is for one of us to—"
"Schein!" sounded sharply on the command frequency. "Hold up there for an extra hand!" They stopped and turned to face the now distant walls.
"I bet I can tell you who this is,"
said Schein, sounding pleased. A second later, it was unnecessary. With the first sight of the huge blue warrior suit, larger by far than any other Felix had ever seen, and infinitely more impressive, there was no doubt in his mind as to who it had to be. Nathan Kent. He began by bounding with ease over the forward wall as if shot out of a cannon. He was running as he struck the sand some 30 meters down the slope. A second later, he had already begun climbing up the ridge toward them at an easy, gentle lope, and a speed Felix knew he could never hope to achieve. He was awesome. And beautiful, Felix thought, watching the blue suit hurtling toward him. The combination of state-of-the-art armor and athletic magnificence was a sight overshadowing everything else. The war, the ants, the man alone. Nothing else had to do with the vision of excellence, but the vision itself.
"Felix," Forrest had told him, "it wasn't even close."
Felix believed her. Kent arrived. There was no indication that he was even short of breath. Schein introduced them. They shook hands. Felix started to say something, decided against it. Not the time, he thought, turning and leading them the rest of the way. Once over the ridge, the terrain became once more banshee-like. A smaller maze covered the last few 100 meters to the dorm. In silence, Felix led them through it, following the tracks of the preceding warriors. He never once turned to look at the two following behind. He knew about Schein, he thought, and he could almost feel the presence of Kent. He would have to tell him about Forrest, about that last time with her. That was certain. But how to go about it? He had debated that with himself on and off from the first moment of meeting Kent in the drop bay. What to tell Kent about Forrest? There was much to tell. For one thing, Felix thought her to be the best armored fighter he had ever seen, himself included. And besides her skill, there was her bravery, no less considerable. Her value as a companion was no doubt well known to Kent already, and though Felix doubted Kent would find the topic boring, however often it was discussed, there was much more to say. Much, much more. "She was very proud of you, friend Kent. On top of that, she respected you, for what you really were inside. And something else, friend Kent. Forrest loved you. Yes, she did. She loved you. The way it should be done, and for always, forever, to the very end. I know, for when she died saying so, it was in my arms." "My God," he thought suddenly, feeling the tears on his cheeks. "I'm crying." "How weird," he blurted out loud, stopping short. The other two wanted to know what he meant, what was going on. They weren't at all satisfied with his nothing. And as they resumed the trip, he could sense their uneasiness, but he didn't care about theirs. His was plenty for the moment. What the hell was happening to him?